Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Rhode Island's House Oversight Committee yesterday held the fourth in an ongoing series of hearings examining the failure of 38 studios. The discussion centered on emails that show what was happening behind the scenes at the State Economic Development Corporation, which approved a $75 million loan guarantee for the company. Critics say the emails should have raised questions about the company's viability. Republican committee member Michael Chippendale of Foster said much more information is needed to understand why Rhode Island made such a bad investment. He points to how a loan program operated by the EDC grew by $75 million in 2010.
I'm disappointed that the documents we have don't predate the change from a $50 million loan guarantee program to a $125 million loan program, which we know did happen. It was started off as a $50 million program.
Rhode Island has filed a lawsuit against 38 Studios executives and others as taxpayers face a $100 million bill due to the company's failure. The state has finalized a deal to purchase more than 50 acres of land near Point Judith Pond. The land is significant because it contains a large trove of artifacts from the Narragansett Indian tribe. It's known as the Salt Pond Archaeological Site, and officials say it includes detailed and rare evidence of what daily life was like in a Narragansett village before European settlers came to the area. State officials say the deal to purchase and preserve the site ends a contentious dispute that emerged over development plans for the parcel. They've offered to preserve it, but a highway improvement project in Providence will damage artifacts at another significant Narragansett Indian site. Rhode Island voters can expect to decide next year whether to organize a constitutional convention. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says voters are supposed to be asked that question once every 10 years.
The question of whether to stage a constitutional convention can be put on the ballot by either the General Assembly or the Secretary of State. Secretary of State Ralph Mollis says if the legislature doesn't pose the question for voters, he'll put it on the ballot next year.
We are going to interpret both the actual language of the Constitution and the past usage of the Constitution to require me to put it on the ballot for 2014.
Constitutional conventions can be used to change the structure of state government. Rhode Island's most recent constitutional convention took place in 1986. House Speaker Gordon Fox says he's undecided about whether the state should hold a constitutional convention. Senate President Teresa Pivoweed is personally in favor of organizing a convention, but says she hasn't discussed the issue yet with her colleagues in the Senate. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And Massachusetts officials closed two beaches yesterday near the border with Rhode Island when a fisherman reported seeing a pair of sharks. Swimmers were ordered out of the water about noon yesterday at Horseneck Beach and Gooseberry Island in Westport. The officials also closed Demarest Lloyd State Beach in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. State police tell the New Bedford Standard-Times that a fisherman using binoculars from the shore at Gooseberry Island saw an adult shark and a juvenile shark, with the juvenile closer to shore. The beaches are expected to reopen for swimming today. You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. 4,000 high school seniors across Rhode Island need to beef up their math skills so they can improve their test scores enough to graduate under a controversial new high school diploma system. Many of them are spending the summer doing just that. Roughly 100 are taking part in a program at the Community College of Rhode Island that's wrapping up this week. It brought students from Providence, Warwick, and Cranston together to study math and get a taste of college life.
Okay, we're going to do some 5 or 10 minutes more of class, and then we're going to take the test, okay?
Math professor Rosa Fuster looks through wire-rimmed glasses at a classroom of roughly a dozen high school students who can probably think of things they'd rather be doing than spend a flawless summer day studying the metric system. Still, she plows ahead with her lesson.
With the metric system, what we have, 1 kilometer, it's 1,000 meters.
Fuster gives her students a test every Friday with a combination of new material and review questions. She says some of these students have big holes in their math knowledge, things like subtraction and long division.
Long division, that's something that a lot of them didn't know how to do.
That seems really basic.
It is really basic. Even like with subtraction, there's some of them that they have problems. There's kids that don't know how to multiply. We talk about very, very basic things.
Students who need help with skills as basic as multiplication are likely to feel lost in high school algebra. And that's probably part of the reason so many students score so poorly on the math section of the New England Common Assessment Program, Rhode Island's standardized test. Last year, roughly two-thirds of Rhode Island high school juniors scored below proficient on the test, and 40% scored too low to graduate under a state policy that takes effect for the first time in 2014. That's why these soon-to-be seniors are giving up their summer days to study math.
If it gets me closer to passing NECAP and graduating, then I'll do it.
17-year-old Catherine Agramonte of Providence attends the Met School, an alternative public school. She says the class has been helpful, and she's planning to continue with intensive math instruction when the school year starts in a few weeks.
I took the class because I know that during the summer, I probably would have forgotten most of the things that I learned last year. So to refresh my memory and to keep everything up to date, I decided to take it.
Kevin Garcia, a 17-year-old from Providence, says fractions are his biggest challenge. He's planning to join the Air Force after high school, but he can't do that without a diploma. Garcia says his teacher over the summer has been pushing him harder than his regular teachers at Alvarez High School.
My teacher, he's 76 years old, and he knows what he's doing. I thought like old teachers are like slow and like they forget, but this teacher knows math.
Giving students a taste of what college is like is part of the goal of this pilot program organized by the Rhode Island Department of Education. Marilyn Matsko from RIDE has been helping to oversee the program.
Well, for many of these students, they have become convinced that there are two types of high school students. There are students who are quote-unquote college material and students who are not college material. And I would say for the huge majority of the program participants, they have never perceived themselves as being college material.
The students may question whether they're college material, but their teachers feel otherwise. That's why they recommended them for this summer program at CCRI. The students are earning actual college credits by taking these courses, and at the end of the program, they'll take a test called the AccuPlacer. That's what CCRI uses to determine which students need remedial math and which ones can go straight into college courses. If the students score well enough this summer, they can use the AccuPlacer as an alternative way of meeting the state's testing graduation requirement and earn their diploma. Providence 17-year-old Karina Castillo says she's starting to feel more confident that she'll actually pass the NECAP when she retakes it this fall.
It's kind of scary, just like thinking of doing the math test all over again, knowing that you have to do it again because you failed like by a little bit of points. It's ridiculous, but we have to do it.
Critics of using test scores as a requirement for a high school diploma have asked state officials to reconsider the policy. But Castillo says she isn't waiting to find out whether they do. She wants to make sure nothing gets in the way of pursuing her dreams of going to New York University and becoming a pediatrician. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.